Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Librarians have reported feeling intense stress and fear of being attacked, according to new research on several libraries in Ireland, which were targeted by campaigners who disagree with libraries stocking LGBTQ plus material and programming inclusive events as well. The research carried out by UCD's School of Information and Communication Studies highlights the experiences of Ireland's public library staff. Dr. Pádraig Kerrigan, who led the research at UCD, joins me now. Dr. Kerrigan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Cormac. A pleasure to be here.
Now, what are some of the main findings here?
So what we found was, ever since the significant rise in agitation and disruption across public libraries across the island of Ireland since 2022, that there has been a significant effect in terms of librarians' day-to-day jobs. Librarians, you know, libraries are a good news story. So people generally, when they're going to their job, do not necessarily have to face harassment, threats of violence, and consistent social media recording in their faces. So what we're seeing from the report, from asking librarians about their experiences, is that many are reporting a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and having to actually do extra labor on top of their day-to-day jobs to prepare for these resistance and forms of resistance, but also to implement further safety measures and security measures to mitigate further agitation and disruption within the public library sector.
Okay, so why were they feeling, specifically now, why were they feeling stressed and anxious and fearing attack?
Because there was a very significant consolidated, and it's important to say this, a very small group of individuals who were targeting LGBTQ materials. But while they were a small group, they were extremely organized, they were militant, and they were very much organized in terms of going to particular libraries and targeting materials, and had very specific pseudo-legal mechanisms through which they would go in and harass librarians, essentially. So much of the project uncovered that they would go in, and part of the spiel was that they would record live on social media, interacting with librarians, inquiring about particular books, and in some instances would take books off shelves that they would disagree with, rip pages out of the books, and then reshare on social media for that to be amplified.
Okay, so in the research, staff told you that they feared being singled out in this way and being filmed in this way, and they feared a threat of violence as well. Is that right?
Absolutely, but not only that. It was the fact that while they were engaging with these individuals right in front of them, it was also the amplification of this across social media platforms. So it wasn't just the fact that they would have angry individuals agitating against particular LGBTQ materials that would be in their libraries or LGBTQ programming, or the fact that there would just be simply a pride flag flying outside of the library. They were also in fear of the fact that their very private identities would be shared across social media platforms where they had no control, where there was essentially a breach of their GDPR and their image was no longer their own and being shared across Twitter, Telegram, and being retweeted and amplified and used for engagement around these forms of agitation.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a conundrum, isn't it? Because libraries are public spaces, but people working in libraries mightn't be willing to put themselves out in front of the public at all points or all on various platforms. I mean, they'd be more serene, introverted people. I'm stereotyping, I suppose, but that's the paradigm. The libraries now, you say, based on your research, have put more security protocols in place, and they've given more training to staff, have they, Pádraig?
Well, the recommendation from the report is actually there needs to be more sustained training for staff in terms of, firstly, risk assessment. So if there is, and the fact that we are in a situation where if we're programming something, let's just say for Pride, where there's a guest speaker that's going to come in and talk about LGBT literature or talk about LGBT history, the fact that an event like that has to be risk assessed, and the fact that an event that's open to the public. And to bear in mind, libraries are democratic open spaces where information is epistemically meant to be there for individuals, free access and open access, and that collections and communities can engage with these materials safely. And the fact that security measures have to be put in place is a kind of detriment to the democratized function of the libraries.
And it's certainly a change as well in Irish society. Really briefly, any advice for people who might be afraid to speak up about issues?
There are a lot of organizations that are working very actively within this field. So there are the Hope and Courage Collective. There's also FORSA, which is the union that represents public librarians, and also sectoral bodies like the LAI that anyone who's working in the library sector can actively engage with to look towards toolkits, guidance, and any sort of materials that can help guide and train them in and around this area. But what the sector really needs is really robust coalitions across the sector between these organizations, but also with community Gardaí. We've seen in some instances, for example, in rural libraries that might be staffed by, let's just say, one individual that might be on the library floor. And all of a sudden, an agitator will come in and start, you know, disrupting the function of the library on that day. Okay. And you only have one staff member in. So they would then, since then, would have to develop a buddy system whereby they would ring a nearby library in a more urban centre that would send someone in to help them or develop connections with community guardians.
So more cooperation in that regard as well. Dr. Padraig Carrigan of UCD, thank you very much indeed for telling us about your research.